The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 783, The Christmas Story. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. They got some great new items. Got items that are going out of stock. One of the new items, Aunt B's wooden spoon. That's right. You can get a wooden spoon, and it says on there, I ain't about to be beat to death with no spoon. Go check that out. While you're there, you might want to check out the cool-looking, it's called an ornament, but it's a wooden thing that looks like a state park sign that says Mayberry, North Carolina. Cool. Anyway, go and check it out. There's all kinds of cool things over at Weaver's Department Store. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 783 is Chris Merrill. So, Chris, thank you for supporting the podcast, and thank all of you for being here as well. I'm Alan Newsom, the host of Two Chairs No Waiting, and I always enjoy spending time talking about the Andy Griffith Show. I do it all the time, so this is just when you get it recorded. But it is so good. So we've been going through the episodes, because this is something I've been doing this podcast since 2008, and I've never gone through the actual episodes. I have covered some of these in the past and talked about parts of them, but I'm trying to go through and hit all 249. So I figure I got at least 230 something episodes left, for sure. So, because we're at episode number 11. He said 11. Just like Clara. Folks, we're going to be talking about the Christmas story. Now, I was saying in our chat room before the show started, friends, and by the way, if you'd like to be a part of our chat room, normally on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time, you can join us at live.twochairsnowaiting.com and join the chat room that's there. And we can have little pre and post show conversations. But we were talking about, I was saying that this is a Christmas story, and here we are on recording it on April the 15th. And I said, I guess it's a weird time to be talking about Christmas story, a Christmas episode. And in the chat room, they said, well, no, actually, you know, Joseph and Mary were headed to pay their taxes, so this is perfect timing. I was like, hey, there you go. There you go. And plus, you can maybe get a little bit of a smile out of this, and on after you paid your taxes. So congratulations on having paid your taxes. I hope you paid your taxes so you're not going to get in trouble. But we're going to be running through this episode now. We all know that story. We'll run back to it in just a minute, but we'll also be doing some odd facts known by a few related to that, and then play a little bit of trivia. We got several things to do. So let's just jump right on into it here. I know everybody already knows this episode, but I think we ought to do it anyway. I should have played Christmas music in the background, but they're not. All right. So this episode, if you don't remember, it's all about Ben Weaver and, you know, how, you know, him catching the Christmas spirit, I guess you would say, it would be the best way to determine it. You know, the episodes start out with Andy and Barney in the courthouse. They're sitting around in there and starting to figure out the, you know, just what they're going to do during Christmas. Right. So they're getting ready. They're getting things ready. They keep the spirit of Christmas alive for everybody in town, and especially for Sam Muggins and his family, after the town Scrooge, Ben Weaver, demands that Andy keep the Muggins incarcerated for running a still. You remember that? That's what really happens. After, you know, Andy and Barney had both let school out for Christmas break. Basically they ended up, having a little bit of issues there with Ben Weaver. So let's get into the actual details. So the episode is the 11th filmed and the 11th aired episode. So this one actually matches. It's season one, episode number 11. It was originally aired on December the 19th, 1960. It's written by David Adler and director was Bob Sweeney. So on the eve of Christmas, Ben Weaver insists that Andy jail moonshiner Sam Huggins. So he caught Ben caught Sam selling moonshine. Weaver brought along a jug of that moonshine with him as evidence of Sam's law-breaking ways. Andy complies with Ben's request to jail Sam. You know, like I said, even though he had already let out school for the for the holidays, but Ben was having nothing to do with that. He's like, nope, nope, can't be. It's not fair. It's not fair to do that. After all, his store did sell spirits, and somebody was getting into his line of business. So he's taking money out of Ben's hands. So Andy complies with Ben's request to jail Sam, but he feels that it's only fair that Sam's wife and his daughter also, they all get jailed, all go to jail because they all knew about Sam doing the moonshine. They all knew it. So at least that's what they told, right? So they told that story, whether it was true or not, so that they would all get locked up. And if you remember, Ben didn't like that either. He's like, what are you trying? What kind of shenanigans are you trying to pull? So I should tell you, too, if you're listening to this, hopefully this is reminding you of the show. But if you watch it, we actually show some pictures and stuff related to this as we go. So Andy jailed them up and had them all because they had knowledge of it with the entire Muggins family in jail. Andy, Barney, Ellie, Opie, and Aunt B all proceed to come to the courthouse to begin to rehabilitate the Muggins. So they bring in all kinds of food. They prepare a feast. They start putting up the trimmings for all Christmas decorations. All of that starts to happen. And poor Ben, we start to see, is really just a lonely person. He's a lonely man, and he's really upset that, you know, he's just got left out and has nothing. So he starts thinking every way he can to try to become a part of it. You know, he starts watching in from the outside, watching in to see the family and Andy and Opie, Ellie, all of them having a good time inside. And he literally starts thinking of ways to get himself arrested from stealing the bench that was outside the courthouse. You know, he parks in front of the fire hydrant. I mean, and then he tears up the bill or the ticket, showing contempt for the law. And he said, there's a reason for that. I got contempt for the law around here. So he was trying everything he could to get arrested, but even that didn't work because Miss Ellie ended up paying his fines for him and getting him out. So that's where we were as he tried to join in on the festivities. He was peeping in through the courthouse windows, and the Christmas spirit really got to him. And Andy eventually arrests him after he falls off a crate out in the alley out back and makes all kinds of ruckus out there. He's been out there watching Barney come in and everything. And Ben's falling on the ground, and Andy comes out there to see him and ends up realizing that Ben is trying to get arrested, that he wanted to be a part of what he saw inside the courthouse. And man, does that not bring a tear to your eye every year when you see it? So before taking him to jail, Andy let Ben go back over to the store and pick up his suitcase. And then Andy brought him back to the jail with that suitcase in tow. And Barney decided he needed to investigate the suitcase to make sure he wasn't smuggling anything in. And it turns out Ben had loaded that suitcase down with things that he didn't actually need, like some skates and maybe a baby doll and just all kinds of things that he was able to give to the people that were there in the courthouse. And then Ben proceeded to be arrested and he was placed in jail and got fed and became part of the group. Wow, man, I get teary thinking about it. Well, and then of course it turns out in the end that Ben, who has been locked up in the jail, is asleep. Andy starts to let the family go home and the jug that Ben had provided that showed all the evidence, well, it was empty. And in the end, Ben had consumed all the evidence of the crime that he was so desirous to prosecute Sam for. Wow, man, I'm getting it just, what a great story that is. I just cannot get over. Every year, it's the only episode that's a holiday episode of the Andy Griffith Show. And every year we watch it at Christmas. I see it at other times during the year too. But it's just a very touching, wow, really touching episode of the Andy Griffith Show that I don't know how anybody could watch it and not be at least somewhat impacted by Ben. And wow, what great writing. The acting was amazing. And to see Ben, you know, he was a mean old man. Everybody was always talking about how Ben's just going to nasty away. But we saw in that episode that he was just a lonely man that didn't really have. Wow. Anyway, great episode. A great, great episode. So here's some odd facts that you may not be aware of. Odd facts known by a few. So I've already told you it was the only holiday episode of the Andy Griffith Show the entire run. This was the first appearance of Ben Weaver, which, you know, we kind of, I guess, I don't know that we've talked about that, but yet was his first appearance on the Andy Griffith Show, especially Will Wright. It was his first. And in my mind, I know there were other actors who played Ben Weaver, but this is Mr. Weaver. This is him. It's him. They said in this episode that Mr. Weaver was the richest man in town. They also said in this episode that Ben Weaver, what he actually says, he sells spirits at his store. But there's always been a conflict on this because Mayberry's a dry county. Now, I've always heard that people complain about this, but there is a possibility that you could have a dry county that can have a store that can sell some forms of alcohol. That has happened because there are sometimes the county could be dry, but the city itself might not be. That has definitely happened. I live in Alabama, and that has definitely been the case where a city, a big enough city, if it was large enough in Alabama, it doesn't have to be that large either. They could vote that they could sell alcohol, even though the county itself was dry. So maybe that's what happened, or maybe they just needed it for a plot point for the episode. But I choose to think that they were doing it for, you know, that it was right, that they did it that way, that there was a reason. Okay. All right. Let's see some other odd facts known by a few. Sam Edwards, Margaret Carey, and Joy Ellison play the Scobie family in later episodes. So in this one, they're the Muggins. You remember there? The whole Muggins family is Ben's family, or not Ben's family, Sam's family, the mom, the all of them. So you got Helen Scobie, you got, I think, was her name Effie in this one? I can't remember if it was this one or the other. And the son, they were all arrested, but this was their very first appearance. Now they were all Muggins. So it was Bess Muggins was the wife. The daughter was Effie, and the little boy's name was Billy. And of course you had Sam, the father, as well. They were in another episode. not long later, it was actually episode number 28 of this season, season one. Remember, this is number 11. They played a family called the Scobies that Ben was trying to evict from the home. You remember that? It's the same people, but they have a different name. So it's Andy Forecloses is the name of the episode. So there's a little bit of trivia. This is the first character that Joy Ellison played. Now, Joy, we've talked about her and had her as a guest here on the podcast from when she was on the Mayberry Cruise with us not long ago. This was the first character she played on the Andy Griffith Show. And she ended up playing five characters in total, even though one of them was probably the same person every time. Just they kept messing up their names. I don't know. But she played five. Let's see. When Ben Weaver, when he's in the alley trying to look into the courthouse, you can see a sign on the wall that actually says harness racing. It's at the fairgrounds. So at the fairgrounds, there's some kind of a harness racing that goes on every week. Let's see. I'm trying to see if I can find it, a good shot of it, because I'm looking at them. But it actually says it's there. One other thing, while he's doing that, by the way, while he's pulling himself up to look through the jail cell bars, if you watch closely, you'll see the wall actually move. So the wall actually does move. So, I mean, guys, we got to remember these were sets. They weren't actual buildings, but the wall actually moves when they're actually doing that. And you can actually see it. If you watch the episode closely enough, you'll see that it kind of moves. And anyway, so be watching for that. But he definitely has a harness racing at the fairgrounds I think it says Saturday. I think's what it says. But yeah, if you'll check that out, you'll be able to see it. Just watch the episode and you'll be able to see where it actually tells you that the harness racing every Saturday at the fairgrounds. It's right there. Another little bit of trivia for you. Those kind of things can be on trivia questions. So be watching for those kind of things. Let's see here. Margaret Carey, we talked about her just a minute ago. She actually was the live action character model for Tinkerbell, if you didn't know this, in the Peter Pan cartoon movie by Disney. So I can't believe you didn't know that. She's also been on our podcast before. Go and check those episodes out. Just look for Margaret Carey and you'll find her. Again, this comes up all the time about Andy arresting people for moonshine and things like that, like from episode Alcohol and Old Lace, and talk about the county being dry. But again, Ben Weaver was selling liquor in this episode. I kind of gave you my suggestion. The tag number on Ben Weaver's car when he pulls it in front of the fire hydrant that's blocking the street there, blocking it. The tag number is BTV663. So there's another little trivia question. Okay, so we got some pretty good trivia, and I have covered this in the past. This is a odd facts known by a few, I should say. But we did episodes, I think it was episode number 62, called The Magical Christmas Card. Okay, so that's the name of that episode. In that episode, we actually see Andy and Barney opening the Christmas cards. And during it, you'll see the cards jump around. When Andy opens a card, and it actually has a snowman on the front, and just a scene later, that card that once Andy had given to Barney, and he was looking at it, and just another scene, just as the scene changes from looking kind of towards Andy and Barney together to being more over Andy's left shoulder, suddenly Andy is holding that card and Barney's holding a card that looks like it has Santa Claus on it. Cause there's two different cards. There's a card that's kind of a darker color with a snowman on it. And there's another card that's Santa Claus coming out of a chimney. That's what those two cards are. So definitely be looking for that. It's just it's not a problem, but you'll be able to see the two different cards as Andy and Don or Barney are using the cards. You can see them jump from one hand to the other. And you can go back and listen to that episode. And there are pictures of that captured on Facebook, on our Facebook page. So if you go there, you can go and see them. And if you're watching the video, you're seeing them as I'm talking about it. But it was a very cool thing that somebody caught. I don't even know who caught it, but good job to whoever the train noticer was that caught this. All right. So the only other little bit of trivia I have for you is during that episode, there was mention at the beginning of the Hubaker brothers. And the Hubaker brothers had their Christmas card they sent. And it said on the front of the card, if you look at it, it says, "Greetings from State Prison." But when Andy reads the card aloud, he says, "Merry Christmas from State Prison." So I don't know if that's actually a, I don't know if that's a blooper or not. It would have been a lot easier just to read what was on the card than to remember a different line, but that's what he did. And finally, this episode is reported to be Eleanor Donahue's favorite. So there you go. That is all the odd facts I know, but there's a couple of other things. In the cell during the Away in the Manger singing, during that portion of the episode, if you look very closely on the wall behind, or as they are singing Away in the Manger, and they're starting to zoom in on Ben, if you look very closely on the wall, you will see written on the wall the letters R-S. R-S. And there's some tic-tac-toe on the wall as well. If you look at that very closely, you'll see it. And it's pretty evident and easy to see as you go through watching the episode. So the reason that's important, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, and maybe you have seen it, the RS that's on the wall, the prop master for the Andy Griffith Show is Reggie Smith, RS. So in other words, as he was dressing the wall to make it look like a real jail cell, he wrote his own initials on the wall. That's everybody's theory. So that was another little cool bit of trivia that you may not have known. So I thought you'd enjoy it. And I've already mentioned that Ben Weaver himself, this was his first appearance as Ben Weaver on the Andy Griffith Show, because he had appeared as Mr. Johnson on the Danny Thomas episode that was the premiere or the pilot for the Andy Griffith Show as well. So, but it was his first appearance as Ben Weaver. All right, guys, that is all the information I have for you. Wow, that's probably way more than a lot of you wanted to know. I saw a comment or two about a previous episode where people said, this was boring. So if this is boring to you, I'm sorry, but this is the kind of stuff I enjoy. And some of our fellow fans, we all enjoy this kind of stuff. So hopefully you kind of enjoyed it. I hadn't been paying attention to the chat room, but hopefully everybody enjoyed it in the chat room as well. I'd like for you to be a part of the chat room. Drop by live.2chairsnowaiting.com and you can be a part of it. All right, guys, if you thought that was boring, let's play a little bit of trivia. Yep. Let's play the music. Music, please. There we go. Some trivia. This trivia is from our trivia expert who sent in a bunch of trivia for me. This is Paul Mulick. Thanks, Paul, for this. So this week's topic is pi. Not 3.14, not that. Actual pi. Okay? So we're going to only do probably 4 questions tonight. Okay, just about 4, because we're kind of running long. I've been talking too much. All right, here we go. Number one, which of Aunt Bee's pies won a blue ribbon at the county fair? Which of Aunt B's pies won a blue ribbon at the county fair? Ooh, I didn't know this. I don't know this. This is easy as pie. Easy as pie. Which of Aunt B's pies won a blue ribbon at the county fair? Okay. I'll give you a hint. It was in the episode Andy and the Gentleman Crook. I don't think that helps. But they mentioned it in that episode. The answer is rhubarb pie. Rhubarb pie. Her rhubarb pie won the blue ribbon at the county fair. There you go. Gentleman Crook. All right. Question number two. This again about pie. What kind of pie did the Darling Boys make? What kind of pie did the Darlings make? Okay, think about that one. This one was on episode Briscoe Declares for Aunt B. What kind of pie did the Darlings make? Okay, I'm going to leave you in suspense very long. The answer is Hoot Owl pie. And there is a recipe for it in Aunt B's cookbook that you can purchase over at Weaver's. There is a recipe for Hoot Owl pie, and it actually was submitted by Denver Pyle, Briscoe Darling himself. So go and check that out. Get you that book if you don't have it, because it's in there. All right. Number three. Rafe Hollister turned himself in after Andy promised him that he would get what kind of pie? My goodness. If you guys get these, I'm impressed. Rafe Hollister, he's moonshiner, Rafe Hollister, turned himself in after Andy promised that he would get what kind of pie? There you go. Whoa, folks in the chat room are getting this stuff. All right, here comes the answer. I'll read it one last time. You can pause if you don't want to hear the answer. Moonshiner Rafe Hollister turned himself in after Andy promised him he would get what kind of pie? This is from the episode Sheriff Barney, and he promised him that he would get sweet tater pie. Sweet tater pie. That's what sweet potato pie. Okay. Number four. What kind of pie did Aunt B bake for Opie when he brought home a report card with all A's? What kind of pie did Aunt B bake for Opie when he brought home a report card with all A's? I don't know any of these. I didn't know any of these questions, by the way. None of them. of course, that's from the episode Opie's Ill-Gotten Gain. I think you figured that out, or at least you would realize it's when he got the report card. Okay, the answer to this one, what kind of pie did Aunt B bake for Opie when he brought home a report card of all A's? Wow, folks in the chat room are getting this. Congratulations, chat room people. The answer is butterscotch pecan. Butterscotch pecan. Yeah, that's pretty good. Butterscotch pecan. Okay, I'm going to give you one more just for good measure. So number five, who bought an apple crumb pie? Who brought a apple crumb pie to the town picnic? Who brought an apple crumb pie to the town picnic? My goodness. Okay, this is from Barney and the Cave Rescue, if that's helpful. If that's at all helpful. Who brought an apple crumb pie? I don't remember this at all. I'm going to have to go watch an episode. So you're going to be like me. We're going to have to go watch some of these episodes to make sure we know this one. Okay, final read. Who brought an apple crumb pie to the town picnic? The answer is Helen. Helen Crump. Helen Crump did. Some of the folks in the chat room did get it. Good gosh. Good job, people. How did you do? That was five questions, 1 point each. How'd you do? How did you do? I got zero. I don't know how many you got. I would have gotten none of those. How about that? None. None questions is how many I would have got. All right. Now you've suffered through all that. I got another little special treat for you. This again goes to from Doug. He sent me these radio spots from back in 1964. This is the second one. It's different than we heard last episode. So here you go. I think you'll enjoy it. Andy Griffith. Let's hear it.
Howdy, this is Andy Griffith. The music you hear says Harrah's is where the fun is. So us Mayberry folks have come up here to Lake Tahoe to find out for ourselves. And you know something? They're right. Me and old Barney and Gomer are joining the activities every night right up on stage at Harrah's South Shore Room. We come on right after the beautiful dancing girls. And that beats getting hit with a muddy stick anytime. We're doing two shows a night, every night through May 6th. So I hope you'll come up and see the Andy Griffith Show with Don Knotts, Jim Nabors, and those pretty girls I was telling you about, and me, Andy Griffith. That's Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Good. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Doug, for providing these. Are these not amazing? So I don't know if you can tell much different from last week's and this week's, but let me play last week's again because you'll hear the difference. It's slightly different, but these haven't been heard since 1964. So this is last week's. Slightly different.
Well, now I expect I'll come in here somewhere and say that Harrah's Lake Tahoe has asked me to say a few words about the Andy Griffith Show. Now, I've got no objections, since Andy Griffith is my name. And a good part of the show is right here with me at Harrah's right now. Now that includes old Barney, or maybe he'd like it if I'd give that other name he goes by, Don Knotts. Of course, now there's Gomer. He's here too. And they got a lot of pretty girls at Harrah's too. Whew, just dancing up a storm. And let's see if I left out anything. Yeah. It all takes place in the South Shore Room, where the Andy Griffith Show is on stage, live, in person, and on time, twice a night through May 6th at Harrah's, Lake Tahoe. I appreciate it.
Wow. Wouldn't it have been neat to have seen that? They did report, reported last week that they did end up making the Andy Griffith, Don Knotts, Jim Nabors special after they actually saw this live stage show, and that's where it came from. So again, thank you to Doug for providing these amazing bits of history for us all to hear Andy, basically an Andy Taylor voice, doing these commercials. We got one more. So next episode, if I don't forget, you'll be able to hear that one. This past week, we were up in Granville, Tennessee. I want to encourage you guys that were in Granville, Tennessee, because there was a bunch of you. We had a couple of days of the Mayberry I Love Lucy Festival that lasts for 2 days this year. It was up from 1 day previous years. And wow, what a great time we had. I would love if you went for you to take time to give me a call at 888-684-8415. And tell everybody what you thought about it. I'd love to hear your opinions and your thoughts. I'm very biased since I dress up like Floyd and go around and tell jokes and do stuff. I'd like to hear what you guys think about the event before I give my own opinion. But definitely think about writing in or calling in, even better, so that we can hear what you think about it. All right. So one last thing I want to mention is we have the Mayberry Meetup coming up very soon. Actually, it's July. It's not that soon, but it's soon to me. The 12th annual Mayberry Meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina, the 19th through the 20th of July is coming up. There's no actual cost for coming to this thing, but there's a link in our show notes that'll tell you how to get to the registration page so that I'll kind of have an idea who's coming and so that I can reach out and talk to you and let you know of any changes in schedule. When you go there, you'd be able to, the link will actually take you to a Google Doc that actually has all kinds of information, including the link to the registration page and links to show you the t-shirt for the event if you'd like to buy one. And it's got all the information in the Google Doc and telling you what the actual schedule will be and what's going on. So if you would like to go to the 12th annual Mayberry Meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina, I don't charge you anything to come. It's just for fun, and we'll have a good time sitting around. But this is just so I can get that information. It will not be shared with anyone. It's only for me. So just so you know. So there's a lot of other events. Check out the event calendar at imayberry.com for all the events that are going on all around that are coming up for Mayberry. The big one is coming up in Scottsburg, Indiana. We got that one coming up, guess the end of June. So it's just, man, it's around the corner. All these things are just around the corner at this point. But we've got that event coming up. We have, Randy Turner has an event coming up, in, May. So if you haven't checked it out, go and check out the event calendar. The Mayberry Retreat is that event, and it's up in Archbold. I don't know how you say it. Archbold, Ohio. But it's coming up the 8th through the 10th of May, the Mayberry Retreat. So that's the next event we've got coming up that you might be interested in. Go and check out the event calendar at imayberry.com. Guys, that is all I have for you tonight. I hope you've enjoyed it. Just a bit of programming notes for anybody that's still here that hadn't abandoned me. We will not be doing an episode next week. It'll skip a week. So if you're listening now, depending on if you listen weekly, you'll have a week off. If you don't, you won't even notice anything happened. So the next episode will be 2 weeks from today. So guys, I hope you guys have a great Mayberry week. I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or just drop by over at twochairsnowaiting.com. All that information's there, and you can contact me. I would love to hear from you. Let me hear what you thought about Granville if you were there. I would love to hear your thoughts. I know I had a great time, but like I said, I'm biased. I'd like to hear your thoughts. So until next time, everybody, have a great Mayberry week. Well, actually 2 weeks in this case, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs. Good night, everybody.